don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, April 10th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Missy. Aww. Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thank you.
Missy, my Pure Health Solutions, Battle Creek, Michigan. Yes, she is 29 years old today. Oh, congratulations. You look fantastic for 29.
Well, thank you very much. I guess it's the jeans. I'm not sure, or a fibber. You're a fibber.
Yes, 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 absolutely. It's that DNA. Absolutely it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, Missy, I wanted to talk to you today about that, about birthdays.
Yeah.
When I was a little boy, Grandpa and Grandma Bishop would mail all the grandkids birthday cards. And I don't know how Grandma Bishop knew it, but she always knew to put it in the mail early enough so that it would sometimes actually come right on our birthdays. It was really cool. And I was so excited. And Mom would have it sitting up on the counter when I, you know, got home from school, because I'm January 12th. I have the same birthday as Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I'm the crazy shock jock Rush Limbaugh of Michigan. But anyway, January 12th. And I'd come home, and there it is. The mail had ran. Mom had gone out to the mailbox and shoveled the driveway, and I had to finish it because she didn't do a really good job. And I'd open up the birthday card, and in there was a nice little, you know, handwritten note signed, you know, "We love you, Grandpa and Grandma Bishop," and a crisp, brand new $5 bill.
Oh, yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yes. And I would ask my mom that when next time we went out, I'd like her to stop at 7-Eleven at the corner of 24 and Shelby Road so I could go inside and buy 10 packs of Topps baseball cards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It had 5-6 baseball cards in there, and this big, beautiful chunk of pink bubble gum that was the best bubble gum ever. I mean, the bubbles I could blow a bubble the size of my face. It was just the best ever.
Right.
But you know what? I sent you a text message today of a dog that looks like Mr. Snoop wearing glasses, singing happy birthday back and forth with his paws over a birthday cake and blowing the candles out.
Exactly.
I didn't mail you a card with a $5 bill in it. I sent you that GIF, G-I-F, text message. technology has changed a lot, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, snail mail. I mean, yeah, you go to school back in history and just stand in awe of where we are. I mean, you know, we are so used to being, yeah, I love it. I see the GIF, and, you know, nowadays, instead of having to wait for $5 to come to you in the mail, like my dad Venmo'd me money. And I'm like, oh, that's nice, but, you know, you kind of miss those cards a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, who would have ever thought
Your dad Venmo'd you some money for your birthday today?
Yeah, he Venmo'd me some money. Isn't that cute? He's like, here, sweetheart, you know, take this out and buy yourself a, you know, this day and age, how much does $50 get you? You know, it's you know, I mean, I'm not complaining at all. But I'm just saying, you know, look where we are. Look where we all are.
$5 today, I mean, back in 1969 compared to $50 today, it might actually be the same. Unbelievable.
But it has to do with technology.
Exactly. And that's the point we were trying to make. So
absolutely.
Well, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about technology and how you've improved it, even over many of us who've already been through your fat burning program in the last couple mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. How you've actually.
Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax saving us at no 4747, give us room to grow. From the field to the city, give people cheer with Barry and the lead. Yeah, we got nothing to fear.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We were having so much fun, we ran right up to Perry Johnson's commercial for governor. So I apologize for not hearing the out, but we have fun and we are moving forward, talking with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. And Missy, the fat burning program that many of us have gone through has it's changed my life. I am forever in your debt for coming down to your office and you taking the time to meet with me and Vicky and suffer through those pictures I forced you to take of my body. Did you put on the website, chuckerrandyhealth.com? And, you know, it's like, Vicky, Randy's taking his pants off. And, you know, but what it did is I wanted it to memorialize how bad I was in my life. I was very much obese. I had been dealing with it for years. Vicky almost died when we were in Florida, January of that year, 2023.
Yeah.
I've told the story to people that we were in our travel trailer. Nobody knew I was down in Florida doing the show remotely, 80 degrees weather. And I'd say, hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. It's 22 degrees outside. And you guys, you know, I didn't let anybody know. And 3 o'clock in the morning, she got up in the travel trailer to go to the bathroom. When she came back to bed, she was panting. She was out of breath from a walk, Missy, that was like maybe 8 or 10 steps to the bathroom and then 8 or 10 steps back to the bed. And I'm like, honey, what's wrong? And she goes, I can't breathe. And I'm like, okay. Got her dressed. Picked her up, carried her out to the Yukon, put her in the passenger seat, strapped her in the seatbelt, did 100 miles an hour down the corner to the hospital, went into the emergency room, woke up the nurse at about 3:30 in the morning. I need a wheelchair and I need oxygen, stat, right now. There's the wheelchairs. I'll get the oxygen. Okay, great. Got her in there. Her blood ox was down to 68.
Her body was misfiring.
Yeah.
Misfiring.
98, 99 is normal. She was 68. And the nurse freaked out. She's like, oh my God. I said, yeah. So, long story short, she was having heart failure.
Sure.
Yeah. She was dying.
Engine failure. Yeah.
Engine,
absolutely.
Complete engine failure because of her 2007 heart attack when she was walking Sleeping Bear sand dunes. She had a heart attack. It didn't happen until that night when she got home and was going to drive herself to the hospital. But anyway, yeah, that's my wife. Okay.
Yeah. Resilient. She's resilient, man. Yeah,
she's given birth to three babies. Okay. She can handle anything.
So, she came to Earth knowing what she was doing. She's resilient.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the bottom line. I went in and prayed in the church's chapel. Because she didn't wake up or realize that she was going through this until she was in an ambulance doing 90 miles an hour from Sebring, Florida to Fort Pierce on the Atlantic Ocean to go to Florida's best health heart center in Florida. Lawnwood, I believe is the name of it. And we were doing 90 miles an hour across this county road traversing from the center of Florida spine of Sebring all the way to the Atlantic Ocean in Fort Pierce. She woke up in the ambulance and said, why is my husband following us? Right. Vicky did not realize I had put her clothes on her, got her to the hospital, came back and did my show for 3 hours because they were waiting for the cardiologist at Munson Hospital in Traverse City to fax 67 pages of her history about her heart attack and her stents, what kind of stents she has in her heart. And for them to determine they couldn't help her. The engine has stopped. What we can do is we can put her on an IV. We can give her fluids. We can have nitroglycerin available. But we have got to do surgery on her stat. At 12:05, I was there back at the hospital, and we were speeding to the Heart Institute in Florida. The reason I tell this story, I went into the chapel at that church, and I prayed, God, Mm-hmm. Please save my wife.
Yeah.
And when he did, the surgeon came out with her blood on his garb and said, "We saved your wife. She's fine."
Mm-hmm.
I got down on my knees and I said, "Thank you, God."
Yeah.
But you know what I said?
What?
It immediately popped into my head. The Steve Gruber commercials about Gruber Health.
Mm-hmm.
Missy, I'm not kidding. It immediately popped into my head, and the Holy Spirit said to me, whoever this person is, whoever this sponsor is, I came home, and when we got back, I went on Gruber Health,
mm-hmm.
and I signed up for a consult with you using his website.
Yep.
Because we hadn't met yet.
Right.
And when we drove down to your office on April 23rd of 2023, and you scanned us and you explained to us your program, and when mm-hmm. you went through the report with us, not only me, but Vicky, mm-hmm. and we did the first round of fat burning with you,
mm-hmm.
that is the history of the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, where the pictures from August 27th, 2023, 4 months and 4 days later, was mm-hmm. my journey with you.
Mm-hmm. pretty cool trip down memory lane, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but guess what? The technology that you use with us and the report mm-hmm. that you read to us
mm-hmm.
has changed. Your technology and all the improvements you've been able to do with information from these scans now are, I'm calling it fat burning 2.0. This is a completely new Missy and a complete new way of doing things that you do to help people and to save their lives.
Absolutely. It's every day, you know, I think anybody that's with an entrepreneur mindset and anybody who has a passion and a mission to impact as many people as possible, my brain doesn't shut off. And listening to you retell that story, I mean, first of all, I was like, try not to cry, but you guys drove, you took her to the only place that you knew that had the answer. And so we're used to going to places that have the answer, and that's typically into the hospital or a doctor. And in that example, the medical model saved Vicky's life, right? But the medical model wasn't able to answer how she got there. I mean, they can make some good guesses, but at the end of the day, could they sit down and say on a stack of Bibles with your hand raised up, tell me exactly how she got here? What is it that got her, you know, 90 miles an hour and her husband following her? And that's where I think with understanding like how we've improved to understand that technology has evolved and technology is in existence, whether you believe it or not. I mean, whether you believe it or not, there is technology, and that's the technology we use that is able to explain the why. Why in the world is your body falling apart? Because when I say the check engine light, her engine's fallen. I mean, everyone's used to
it. It was out of oil. Her engine was out of oil. The engine was getting ready to seize up permanently forever. She had 1 foot in heaven's door.
Absolutely. And what does it take for a system, a divinely made system that God created, what does it take for a system to bonk out like that? Because our bodies are so amazing. But I mean, to be able, when you guys came in and we were able to scan the body, that's technology. This is a real thing. We can scan the body and answer the questions. Why? Why do you have high blood pressure? Why are you a type 2? Why do you have gout? Why don't you sleep well at night? Why do you have swelling in your legs? Why? How would it feel to know the reason why this machine of ours, this body of ours, is breaking down? It's breaking down day in and day out, and everyone just doesn't understand that there's such a simple solution. And it's to figure out the reason why everything is shutting down. Because if you are overweight, I mean, I'm not meaning to hurt your feelings. Your body is sending you a massive check engine light.
Do you know what the why was mm-hmm. for me?
What's that?
Driving back home from Florida with the travel trailer, and having to stop about every 2 or 3 hours so Vicky could get out and walk around because her legs were swelling, her feet were swelling.
Absolutely.
She was having so many problems with her heart and cardio. Yeah. And what they told us, well, Vicky needs to lose weight.
Right.
No crap.
Yeah, you're
not. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
are you, okay, it, duh.
Yeah,
but
and that's
what
the
to 90, do, how to do it. He didn't give us any of that.
No, they because they frankly don't know how. I mean, the $90 billion industry out there considered to be weight loss is nothing but a con artist game and is taking advantage of a $90 billion worth of pocket money from people. And wow. Yeah, so how we've improved, I mean, our scan, the scan of, we need to scan the body to find out what is going wrong on the inside that's causing. There's always, you know, if this goes wrong, then this happens. No
right.
different than if you're driving, everyone's drove a car, a bike. I mean, how many of you rode a bike and the chain fell off? Well, you're not going to get that far unless you put the chain back on. You know, you got to
right.
make an adjustment.
You know how to fix it. Absolutely.
You know how to fix it. That's
well,
an easy,
well,
that's
here's
a physical,
the thing.
Right.
You have a flyer that's in my phone that I can forward to people, but more importantly, easier. All they have to do is pick up the phone and call your office to schedule a conversation with you.
Yeah.
Explain the flyer that you sent out to everybody this morning. What is it going on? Because it is, hopefully God willing, this is going to be spring. We're going
right.
to be done with snow. We're moving forward. Okay, what are you doing for spring?
For spring, and I did. I'm sending out a promo to my listeners and or people, you know, people on my email system. But our spring sale is going to allow clients, people who want to choose to do what we're doing here, $400 off of our original price, which is, you know, that's what I'm sending out to everybody blast wise. But what I want to do, since this is my birthday, I was feeling a little bit, you know, like, oh, sentimental, I guess. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do with Trucker Randy's people today? I'm going to offer them my Black Friday special, but it's only going to be to you guys. It's not going to be to my Steve Gruber listeners because I go on TV on Monday. It's not going to go out to them, and it's not going to go out to the podcast I do with Justin, but to Trucker people because you guys are nearest and dearest to my heart because I've been with, I mean, almost 3 years now. And it's one of those, I mean, so it call, have an, schedule an appointment. We're not going to ask you to put money down. Don't come into it thinking money. I need you to come in wanting to hear how your body can be turned back on, how you can jumpstart and bring your body back into its original factory settings, because you've been lied to thinking it's about genes, that's about age, it's about who knows that you think you've gone too far, you think you've ruined everything, stop thinking that you think you know, because I'm going to promise you, you have no clue. You don't know what you don't know until you talk to me and we have a little bit deeper dive of conversation, because I need to explain, I need a paradigm shift, people, because we've been brainwashed pretty well, pretty good as
yes.
to not understanding how this body works. And I'm going to give you a peek into the owner's manual of how your body was designed to function, because there is a true function with every single system inside our body. Our body is run on systems and has
yes.
never been rebooted. So
yes, yes,
listen,
yes. Well, listen,
there's no,
okay,
yeah.
here's what we're going to do. The phone number 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. If you call that number before next Friday when Missy comes on again, you'll honor the Black Friday deal that you did prior to right after Thanksgiving.
Yes, and my staff don't know about this yet, so just don't say the spring. Don't tell them spring. Don't. But just know, just say I heard Missy, and that's all. Because I know what I said.
Got it. Thank you so much for doing that. We'll
Absolutely.
See you next Friday.
All right. God bless. Bye bye.
God bless you, Missy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Family Hour news break. Hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source. Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Police in the Bahamas say they have arrested the husband of a U.S. woman who vanished after falling into the water Saturday night. Officials say Lynette Hooker from Michigan was traveling in an 8-foot boat with her husband, Brian Hooker. Hooker said his wife fell overboard with the boat keys, causing the engine to turn off. A Coast Guard spokesman told the Associated Press late Wednesday that they have opened a criminal investigation into the case. Police did not provide further details. If Michigan cities were hoping to rank among the happiest in America, they came up short in a new Wallet Hub report. Katie Hyde has details.
Grand Rapids was the highest ranked in the state, coming in at number 90 out of 182 cities. Detroit ranked last. Wallet Hub measured happiness using factors like well-being, income, and community. Grand